The women of all my children will make your day.
Fantastic!
Erica makes your day every day on all my children.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Is that Ernie Anderson?
It is. And can you imagine his mood when they brought him a stack of soap opera promos?
The women of all my children. Erica. Erica Kane.
Erica Kane Chandler.
Well, I'm sure he set those promos aside for 6 p.m.
Yeah.
The end of the day, he would
That's
take care of those.
That's when things get going, yeah.
I scheduled a late taping for today's show, and I'm really mad at myself.
It's fine, Mike. I did
it
oversleep.
It totally effed my whole routine out today. I just, I'm sore. I'm in pain. I'm agitated.
I love that you said
I'm
hate
really
the
mad
schedule.
That we can't talk about things.
I know, Mike. I love when you said I hate the schedule I made. Unrewarding.
I hate the schedule I made.
We know,
and it's not that I made the schedule. It's that I requested a later
right,
taping,
right, yes,
and
yeah.
I like doing the. I think we probably would agree that either mid to late afternoon, or morning we like the evening is evenings.
Not before 7 a.m.
Yeah, and it's having a set schedule. If we did all 6 p.m.s every day, we'd adjust and get used to it.
Yeah.
But we'd also miss Wheel.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Exactly.
Well, we wouldn't want to go head-to-head with that.
No, we don't.
Well, I'm missing, I go to all my kids' practices. I'm missing a practice. But last night we had pitching practice last night. And so I went out with my son to a little hamlet north of Fort Myers known as Lehigh Acres. And thank you, Reese. Thank you. Y'all put the F-U in fun.
Cha-ching.
Boy, Reese, I wish I had a nickel for every nickel you had. You are the most generous listener we have.
Thank you, Reese.
Excuse me. I hope you're coming on the cruise because I might put the arm on you. Anyway, getting back to...
I think he's on the list.
He is? Good. Yeah. Hey, what was I saying?
So Lehigh
Acres.
Oh, Acres, because Lehigh is also a county, am I right?
No, Lee is a county.
Lee is a county. Okay. Yeah.
Lee is a street.
Mm-hmm. Lee is a highway.
Grant is this, and is an avenue.
Mm-hmm.
No, but Lehigh Acres is north of Fort Myers, and it's a far, far cry from where I live. It's about an hour, and it shouldn't be because it's about an hour to go 20 miles.
That's
and
too long.
And that's because at that time of day, everybody who slays the dragon, all the people who live in Lehigh are the people who come down here to the coastal areas and work on the air conditioners and the landscaping jobs and the carpentry and the drywall and everything. And then they go home at 5 o'clock, they're going home. So if you've got a practice at 6 p.m., it takes a while to get out there. And then for the second time in a row, they didn't have the lights on the baseball field. And this guy...
What time was this
6 p.m., so it's dark.
So it's definitely dark
They haven't adjusted the lights for daylight savings.
And then, that's not really what it was because they have the soccer lights on the soccer field, and that's where they go out and practice. And that's fine, but it would be really nice since they're playing baseball to have that. But I get it. They're not formally doing this. This is a guy that does it as a side hustle, and I get it. And he doesn't speak a lot of English, but he's a great pitching coach. And so I decided...
And he works for pesos.
He works for... No.
Come on,
no.
Josh. That's horrible.
That's terrible. Send the email to Josh Soroka.
Why do you think that would be...
They've already got my email.
Why do you think that that's his nationality? I assume, Mike, a pitching coach would be Belgian.
Sorry, I'm dehydrated.
I can tell.
I'm really sucking down the fluid. Like 4 liquid IVs and 2 Diet Cokes, and I still can't get enough.
You'll be up all
fluid.
Night. You'll be up all night.
No, it's bedtime after the show.
Exactly.
No, I'll be wired. I'll stay up late. I'll stay up late. I will. So we get out there, and all of my friends, AJ and his wife and Jorge and the twins who are pitchers and the kids, it's dark by the baseball field and it's dark on the paths. But once you walk out to the soccer field, that's where it's lit and it's fine. But I said, well, is the guy here that turns it on? He said, no, he's not here right now, but he just left. He said, we can't do it. And he said, it's $25 an hour. I said, well, I'll pay him $25 to turn the lights on. So I march all the way over. Well, he's over in the shed. So I walk all the way over to the shed to deal with the second guy.
Yeah.
The second in charge, which if you've ever had conversations with the second in command, you might as well. I would have more fun taking a knitting needle and jamming it into my right testicle than talking to this dope, this moron with the initiative of an absolute cupcake in a grocery section. It is just, he doesn't, there is, and I'm trying to light the guy up.
Are the lights all manual or are they on a timer? I don't know.
The way I got it at the very end was the supervisor controls it online, and then the other guy just flips the switch.
Okay,
yeah. It was ridiculous. The answer was no. We weren't able to work out anything. The supervisor was gone. Of course, he's gone, and it sucks. So we went to the soccer field and we did that. But it was thank you, Lance. A wonderful $50 super chat,
Lance. Good job.
How about a round of applause for Hicks Nicks, Sticks Picks being back. Glad Rob's dad is on the mend. Love TMOS. Thank you very much.
Love it. Thank you, Lance.
You know how I am, Rob, when it comes to that's the old shock jockery where, if there's one thing that during the run of the Don and Mike show, Don taught me was do first, ask later.
Yeah.
Because really, if we hadn't
done that.
Easier
to get forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, if we hadn't done that, we wouldn't have been able to do half the bits we did.
Exactly. But,
so it's the same thing with this. Just turn them on. Come on.
Come on.
And by the way, it's a county facility, but no, apparently you got to, they count the pennies and all
for the switch?
No, because the way the guy explained it to me, when somebody's going to say no, no matter what?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, yeah, okay. And then AJ, my buddy, shows up, and he's trying to find out what's going on. I said, well, I'm trying, and in a lighthearted way, I said, I'm trying to bribe my buddy here.
Oh,
and
dear.
And not even a laugh, not anything, just duh.
I've seen most of those switches are either locked or they are remotely controlled from someone offsite.
And I get it. That you turn the lights on there,
you
suddenly
it's the neighbors. The neighbors complain because they don't want the extra lights on if there's not a game going on.
You're probably right. You're probably right. So
I'm envisioning a big Frankenstein styled switch, like with the two poles that you chunk down. Wouldn't that be great?
I watched Frankenstein, the new version of Frankenstein, and pretty good, actually. Good reviews and actually not a bad movie. Very true to the book. Mary Shelley's book. Which
we're going to watch it for the next episode of Hicks Nicks. I finally got Rob to watch a modern movie.
A current
film. So we're
going to
watch that new Frankenstein movie.
Look at his face when I brought it up. He even looks like he doesn't want to watch it.
No, I have a curiosity for it because I love those Universal monsters. And I'm just curious what direction they go with it. Because I've only seen little bits and pieces of it.
I'll look for... Oh, Doug Carlson. Wow.
Doug,
wow. Thank you very much, Doug.
Might be time to get used to 6 p.m.
MSC Seaside, one-armed bandits, beware. There's an O'Mara a-coming. Thank you very much, Doug. Wow, that's one. You're all being very generous tonight. Maybe this should be the regular time
that we do the show. Maybe people have had a cocktail, and that loosens up the old purse strings.
Well, that's delightful. Any little bit you guys want to contribute to the show, we certainly welcome it with open arms. So getting back to tonight, he's got another practice, and Mrs. O'Mara is taking him down to practice. And then over the weekend, everything starts to happen down here where he has a last-minute tournament that came up, and the parents voted yes, even though we voted no. Because my daughter, Elizabeth, is coming into town over the weekend.
You are not part of the majority or even the plurality of the votes?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to do it. Elizabeth's coming down via train. She is coming down via train because she didn't want to fly.
A steam engine, right?
She didn't want to fly with all the air traffic control crap going on during the shutdown.
I'm curious to hear about it because I am always tempted by the train.
The train, I love train travel. As
Mike, you taught
know,
me to
have.
Love train travel. But yeah. It's also, it's not any cheaper than flying.
And I
that's
think
the
that,
problem.
Yes. And I think everyone thinks train travel is like you get your own little car or your compartment, like
oh,
the
yeah.
old timey.
Yeah.
And not that you're on a bus.
It
for
feels very Greyhound-y. Yeah.
If you spend a chunk of cash, you can get a compartment.
Yeah. But then at that point, I would fly.
And they're gross. They're gross. They're not like trains in other parts of the world. They're just nasty. And by the way, they're all gross on the other parts of the world too. Unless you spend all the money to go in the the great elitist train cars, and
like
then
the
you're
Orient
all right.
Express.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I watch train travel occasionally online. Speaking of watching things online, I mentioned on yesterday's show that there is a guy that I watch now. And this guy, his claim to fame, I think he is Australian or he is New Zealand.
Okay.
I don't know. He's got a very weird voice. He is a very weird dude. And Linda.
Good Lord. What a night.
What's going on? I love you guys so much. Thanks for keeping me afloat over the last month. Can't wait for the cruise. I'm going to give you a big fat hug, Linda, when I see you. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to chatting with
Beware,
you as well.
Beware, Linda. He's the kind of guy that doesn't let go first on a hug.
Not a chance. I'm telling you, it is. I'm very, very excited about it. And it's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a blast. So this guy is out of that part of the world, down under. And his claim to fame is that he eats hot peppers.
Okay.
And
that you can eat,
like that's all he eats on his channel is just hot peppers.
So far, what I've seen, they're very brief videos, and just he sounds weird too. He's got a very weird high voice, and he appears to be maybe in his late 40s, early 50s, perhaps. That's okay. The age range we're talking about,
like a contemporary of me.
And he might be creepy to some people. He's not creepy to me. I like him. Well, we could talk about him for an hour. Maybe we'll talk about him after we see this guy.
Right.
This is I don't even know what his name is, but let's take a look at his fabulous
fit. Jalapeno in some Mama Liz's chili oil?
He just ate a whole jalapeno.
Two bird's eye in some chili oil?
You like this guy?
Yes, I do.
A red chili in some chili oil?
There he goes.
A green chili in some chili oil?
What does he tell you? In some chili what?
Chili oil.
Oh, okay.
That's
oil.
Super hot stuff.
Yeah, understood.
Oh, what's he's got a wing? Now,
that's
a KFC chicken leg. With some Carolina Reaper.
This is eating with Charlie.
Yeah.
Eating with Charlie. Yeah. There he goes.
Now, what people don't know...
That's a hot mouthful
right
there.
That is very much so.
There he is.
The reason that we are broadcasting tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern is that Mike has been watching that guy since 8 a.m.
I love that guy. I love it. You don't like him?
No. I had enough on
Josh,
the first
find
bite.
Some other ones from him. He's got a million of them out there. He's really got a million of them. He's got, he's on, I don't know, he's on TikTok, Facebook,
is he
one of those
is
things.
Is he a medical doctor?
He's, I don't, what? He doesn't say doctor.
Then he would be say, Dr. Pepper.
It's
or
fun.
If he's in the military, he could be Sergeant Pepper.
I think there are people, I know Buzz, when he worked with us and we go on the road, his big thing was he would take a big spoonful of wasabi.
Yeah.
And
I
he'd
can't
be able
believe
to eat
we
the
let
thing.
Him go. What with all that entertainment. That was terrific. I never tired of that.
I used to like that show. I don't like when we make listeners eat things, but right. If there's a guy randomly who does it on his own and mm-hmm. obviously can handle it,
yeah.
And the voice, you know, jalapeno.
Red chili.
There we go.
With some double Reaper chili paste.
Reaper is a
so he's
pepper.
Putting double Reaper chili paste on the hot pepper. Here we go.
What is the matter with him?
I don't.
Triple smoked Mexican chili and some MF caramelized chili.
Caramelized chili on a dried pepper.
I don't like this guy, no matter what he's eating. Just to see this guy eat.
I like it. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm in. Oh, what do we got now?
A double smoked Thai chili.
Mike, if I showed.
Shut up!
Reaper sauce?
Oh, look at that sauce.
Yeah, look at it.
Here we go. And he eats the stem, too. Do you notice that? He eats the whole stem.
Well, of course, he has no feeling in his mouth anymore.
Table?
What is that?
Ronan!
I think it's a poblano pepper.
That's nasty. He's got some other peppers. He is really stuffing them in his mouth.
It's a Reaper.
This is all he does.
Ronan chili oil. Oh.
Is that his lover with him?
I don't know. Maybe his son.
I want to know what the can of WD-40 is for.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that's weird product placement.
What's his name? Do we know his name?
Yeah, the Duet Boomer.
The Duet Boomer.
The Duet Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting though. That's what I bring to.
I don't know about interesting.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just brought a little something to the show. Thought it might be interesting.
No, it's more fascinating that you sit and watch this guy.
Yeah, that's what takes me.
I know you make it sound like I go looking for him and I sit and watch him. No, I mean he pops up on the feed and then I got kind of caught up with it and I do like him. He does something. Obviously, a lot of other people do, too.
Do you think
that's why he's so popular?
Is sensitive also to, like, physical heat? Like, if he took, like, a real hot cup of coffee, could he drink
that? If Josh can find some of the other videos, maybe we could do more analysis.
Duet Boomer.
Yeah. Oh, there's no more videos.
What do you mean?
That's all that he has on his
there's
website.
There's a page of them. There's a look. At, you are working me. You are working me.
I did have a favorite moment of what we saw of Duet Boomer. I liked the fried chicken.
I don't know if his name is Duet Boomer.
That's his name. I've got it right here.
The Duet Boomer?
His birth name is Anthony West.
Tony West.
But his internet name is the Duet Boomer.
The Duet Boomer?
Yes. Yeah.
Tony West.
Can you eat hot peppers and without any problem? Can you do that? I can't.
I can go pretty hot. I mean, I like hot sauces and spicy stuff. I can do okay, but people that go out with those like Reaper peppers that are just out for pain, I don't do that. If it stops being a source of flavor, why are you doing it?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's interesting.
You'd have to ask Tony. What's his name?
Tony West.
Tony West. I called him East. That's wrong.
Hi, it's the Tony West get together. Great to have you out here on the Tony West program.
What do you have planned on the program today, Tony?
The Tony West Showgram today is going to feature some wonderful, wonderful recipes that we've got. Our lovely Sassy Linda recipe lady will be here, and it should be a lot of fun. And do we have any more?
Yeah, here you go. One more.
Ancho chili?
Again with the WD-40.
He's got a weird tongue, too.
Oh, he loves showing it. Oh.
A pastilla chili and some Papa John's chili oil.
His diction leaves much to be desired.
Well, you can't tell that he's got the accent because the way he talks. I think that. Ooh, look at that.
A mulatto chili and some Papa John's chili oil.
Pakistan chili oil.
I don't know if the. If the oil helps the digestive process, he seems to like to dip it. Oh, one more.
And a cat table in some Papa John's chili oil.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know. Is he mentally balanced?
I don't know. What?
Because
Josh is coming around on it. He's loving it. He's loving the guy.
Coming around.
Okay.
Like, If this you guy, showed me that video and you said, this is a guy that lives on the street corner near my home, I'd believe it.
Is that him?
Here he is getting a haircut.
Okay.
Apparently he made a deal with the barber as well.
All right. There he is.
He is a good-looking guy.
So what? You would figure like 50s? 40s, 50s maybe, right?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe
58.
Older?
I say 58.
All right. Let's see what they're... He seems to be in the barbershop eating hot peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much hair do you think got in that oil?
Oh. Hair oil!
See?
Habanero is a puppet's
This to me is... That is a good use of the internet, in my humble opinion. We have far too much hate and negativity and anger, and God knows we have too much of that. I know it because I produce a lot of it.
Yes,
of course. Really do. I driving out there with my kid to Lehigh Acres last night. I was
Have you showed your son Tony West, and what's his take on Tony West?
I think he didn't. He was 6'7". He didn't care one way or the other. He really didn't care one way or the other.
He was low key 6'7"?
He was low key 6'7". That's the way it was. However, he has been he's been popping some stuff in the back of the car where he will say things coming out of his mouth that I am terrified. I am terrified that a 12-year-old, you know, with this internets. They get everything. They know everything that's going on. Don't fool yourself and think that they don't. They know everything that's going on.
Can you encode it, even if you just keep it vague, the thing that surprised you most that he said?
No.
You can't even...
It involved the butt.
Ah, okay.
Say no more.
You know, I bet that... Tony West has some thoughts about the butt after eating those peppers.
I think it's better to ask his son.
If I told you that you could eat this entire jar of Protein Ranch for nearly the same amount of calories as just one serving of regular ranch. Not only is it insanely low calorie and delicious, but the whole thing packs 20 grams of protein and costs just $2.15 to make. All you need to do is grab a mason jar and add fat-free Greek yogurt, light mayo, ranch seasoning mix, dill, fat-free Fairlife milk, and fresh lemon juice.
Had a lot of you guys send me this one. So, let's give it a go, and I'll let you know whether it f***s or sucks.
He's making the recipe
my
for the ranch.
Series is all about
Oh, that's okay.
Garlic.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
May I give you, and I don't mean this as a pun, may I give you a hot take?
Sure.
I think of late, ranch dressing is the condiment of the moron. And I don't think it was always that way. I think when you used to use it just on salad, that's fine. But why are people dipping pizza in ranch? This should never have been.
Or French fries.
French fries, that's not right.
You know, I'm a big, at the Ball Yard, I'm a big connoisseur of sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Just wrapped up a bag of the ranch because they were the only flavor,
okay,
Rob, they had in the
flavor.
Jumbo.
That's okay. A seasoning profile.
I'm just backing you up what you're saying about ranch being everywhere.
It is.
You know, at Cool Ranch. Doritos are there.
Yeah,
and by the way,
like those. I wouldn't count that in this.
Oh, we got into the area of red dye number two. Be careful.
I know.
You know, we're
Step
in his
lightly.
Wheelhouse now.
I was talking to him earlier today. He's all peeved.
Doritos?
I ate
a whole bag of Cool Ranch last night.
Aren't they doing a whole thing where they are eliminating
the dyes
out of the food?
I can't wait.
You can't wait?
I'm excited about it, yeah.
Okay, so
it's how they are in the rest of the world.
All right.
I think that it's going to still get Cheeto stuff on your fingers, but it'll just be a lighter color.
It'll
still stick, right? Flakes of carrots.
I don't know. I mean, because the whole thing with the spice or the seasoning on a Cheeto was the stuff that got on
profile.
Your...
That's fine. That's
it's
fine.
It's still all there. You're still going to taste everything the same.
But what about like someone that takes buffalo wings with ranch, which is not right? It should be served with blue cheese.
Well,
I don't like blue cheese.
Then you don't get wings. You don't get wings. You get you don't get any wings, Judge. You just get a small
Rob, finish your point.
Yeah. I think
two Skittles.
Finish your point about.
Sounds good.
Ranch dressing is the condiment. It's the moron condiment. It really is. Blue cheese is for the more refined palate.
I feel the same way about mayonnaise. A tiny bit is good on a sandwich. Everyone puts too much on it.
Oh, now I think mayonnaise can really be horrible if you put too much of it on.
Yes.
It really can be horrible. Like it's got to be an accent.
Or for a turkey sandwich, like a cup would be too much.
Or everyone in the South buys Miracle
Your Whip, lips look different today. They're not as red and irritated, or are they worse?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
He got out of that sun.
Got out of the
sun. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm, probably. I look as pale as can be, don't I?
Yeah, well, you need to hydrate is what you need to do. Okay. Look, before we go on the cruise, I'm going to make a request of you. I want a lip hydration program of regular chapstick will make your lips kissing fresh.
Great.
And they won't be
sloughing
off.
Let me come up with a request for you before
go
the
ahead.
Cruise end.
Go
I
ahead.
I just don't have anything ready. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Lay it on me. I've
got to have it as a future request.
I get it in this house every night. Every night I got some comment being made about me, like, Dad, grow your hair. Hair back. They said that I think they said that to me this morning, first thing in the morning. I look over and I got Tweedledee and Tweedledee that are sitting next to each other. Michael's in Carla's lap and they're both grinning and looking at me. And I said, "What?" Because I take my headphones off and
what?
I look at exactly. So I take my headphones off. I got them on like this and I go, "What?" and they're both grinning and they go, "Nothing." And this is the way they look at me. They go, "We think you should grow your hair back."
Oh boy! And you know there was a long conversation.
I look like I'm in an institution or something like that with the hair that I have.
Now,
you know?
While we were talking,
I was told to go tan before the movie, before the cruise, that I need to go to a tanning salon.
God, I don't. That's for sure. I don't have to do that. I'll never have to do. Well, I have to do that if I'm going to, you know, go bare chested, which I won't do. I'm not.
Oh,
doing
that was my request, Mike.
Yeah, that's part of the cruise. That's game show night.
I will not be in any body of water. I do not believe.
When we go onto the private island, you're not going to go into the water?
I hope you have fun on that private island. I hope you enjoy. I'm not getting on one of those rickety boats to go to the private island.
It's a great boat. It's a tender.
I don't even think you tender. I think you just go to the pier.
No.
The video I watched, they just went straight to the pier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. I might go to the island. I don't know. I don't know what
it's,
I'm going to do.
It's beautiful. It's called Ranch Dressing Island.
And those rickety boats are what saves you when we hit the iceberg.
I understand.
You've heard about the Caribbean. Thousand Islands. These are the ranch islands. Now, while we're talking condiments, it just occurred to me, we had a rather spirited discourse about mustard in egg salad. Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, I've made it twice now, once with too much mustard, and it was also a Dijon mustard that I put in that I
That'd
did not
make it
care
very
for.
Spicy. You know who'd like that?
Didn't like, who's that? Oh, the guy.
Tony West.
Put some jalapeno mustard in your egg salad. I can't get my voice to go out there. Rolando said you have to go to the island to smoke weed. Okay. All right. Well, I don't smoke weed, so that's it.
Yet. But so the second take with the mustard was better?
I used yellow mustard the second time, and I used a very little bit. I am not completely sold on it just yet. I don't know how my I know that I loved egg salad growing up, and my mom made it. I don't know how she made it. Remember the guy that said not putting mustard in egg salad is white trash. I love that comment. That's one of my favorite comments. One of the people we got here said it. I know that.
Well,
you know,
Mike, didn't your mom make egg salad, but she would use duck eggs, exclusively duck eggs.
Yeah, that we raised.
Yes, in the
from
backyard.
Chicks.
I remember
from ducklings, not chick.
Every spring, you would go out to the tractor supply company and buy a bucket of ducklings.
A bucket of ducklings, and then we would use their eggs for Mario's egg salad.
And then also, once they were past laying age, you could sell them to your sister's Chinese restaurant.
Absolutely, for Peking duck.
Exactly.
Yeah, where the heads would always stay on. The heads were always
were hanging in Kathy's house like long, greasy saxophones.
All right, I got to get to this, and I don't want to linger on it, so that's why I'm doing it at the end. Because I have to tell you that I stressed my wife out last night, and I'm here publicly to say that I accept full responsibility for my line of questioning, which sent her into a bit of a tizzy. Let me begin right. my explanation here. So, Carla, last night I said,
after the lighting debacle, you're back home?
What do you mean the lighting debacle?
Yesterday,
after baseball.
Yeah.
This is when I got home last night. And now I should say that we were both crispy. We were both exhausted. Michael's exhausted. I'm exhausted. Carla's tired. And we're all very, very tired. And we're sitting there lying in bed. Michael's mm-hmm. doing some homework. He's got a test today. And then I say to Carla, I said, how are your clients today? A question that I ask on a regular basis. She said, I only had one. I said, wow, you haven't had many lately. And I said something along the lines of, boy, oh boy, what's going on? Or you know what I mean? It was not positive. And I forgot the fact that this young lady, my wife, God love her, is now in the process of, I mean, every day by the hour, she is doing permitting. She is doing HVAC. She is remodeling. She is doing trying to get
the
and she is going from a strip mall shopping center where the guy said, "Come on in." To a real one, you know, with a grocery store and major chains. And it's going to change the way her business operates. And I'm very excited for her. And it's but lately things have been a bit overwhelming because there's so much to do. So much to do that I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even give you a list of the permits and the occupancy and the landlord and the approval and all. Well, when I said, I think the comment I made.
Okay.
And let me get my soundboard ready. Because I think the comment I made was something other. Help me see how I phrased it. I said, well, you only had one. Boy, I mean, are you sure you really want to move into the new space if you only had one today? And it began.
When it left your mouth, you were saying it was a mistake?
No, because I tried to justify. I was a dope.
So
I was
kept
an idiot.
Digging?
I just kept digging, and it just didn't work. And I know I was being an ass. And I'm a little stressed because I've got skin in this game, too.
Sure, absolutely.
You know? I mean, what's hers is mine. What's mine is hers. And I realized that it was, you know, stress-inducing.
Actually, there's a lot of your skin at the new place, isn't there, where you've had your face worked?
Well, that's the old
off.
Place. Yes. It's all been left behind.
Today, I believe tonight, they are now moving all the heavy equipment in there. The esthetician's beds that, you know, go up and down, the heavy
drill
duty
press.
The drill press, the orgasmatron is being moved
belt
in there.
Sander.
The belt sanders, all of the electronic drills. It's all going in there. No, the washer dryer's got everything's going in, and she's gonna have a kind of a skeleton office.
It's a shame she didn't have that ready for Halloween.
Well, the few clients she has left at the other place, and then she's making the big move. Right. And it devolved into, and then the next thing I said, you know, and we've got the cruise, and of course your family up in Maine. And I said, not realizing that she was going to have to be out of her place by December,
right.
I said, well, why don't we just postpone it till January 1st? And then it was another. And as soon as I said that, it was, you know, if she'd had the gun, it would have been, right there in my head.
I picture in Cannonball Run when Dom DeLuise says something stupid.
Oh, you know
and
what,
he realizes
Jim Hoffman, Carla's look around one. Oh, shut up. Like the look around cafe. Blow me. I hated that when he used to call. Remember that? When he used to diminish my restaurant? Remember that?
I do.
Hated
so
it when
up.
Don
shut
did
up,
that.
Jim.
And he knew I hated it. That's why he called it. Anytime I would tip my hand that I hated something, it would be used as a regular thing from that point
he'd
on.
He'd grab it in his jaw and shake it in a figure eight. Like a
But anyway, it's, yeah. So she ended up said, I'm going to sleep in Michael's room. And I had to get up and go get her and apologize and bring her back to bed.
Wow.
It was not cool. And I wanted to say publicly, I'm sorry. Sometimes, even the perfect husband, which I am, sometimes he makes mistakes.
When is it supposed to open that we're trying to push it back?
December 1st.
The first day of December.
Next week.
It's a Monday.
The week after next.
Yeah, next week.
And then, Monday after Thanksgiving.
Monday after Thanksgiving, and she couldn't be more excited, and it's beautiful, and it's going to have a big lit sign above it and everything with germ glow skin. It's going to be very
that
exciting.
That sign but is lit.
But if you wanted to talk about the moment that I got her, I think yesterday might have been the worst day with everything she was doing for me to bring up, hey, are you really sure you want to? Because this is when the anxiety kicks in.
Well, there's there's a lot going on with Thanksgiving and the cruise and holidays. Sure.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right. Yeah. So the moral of the story is, hold on, I've got a sound for that too.
Yeah.
I have the moral of the story. Hold on, let me find it. It's here somewhere. I know I'm going to find it. Just give me a moment. It'll just be a second. Please bear with me. I'm looking. It's not the good, bad, and ugly. No, it's not. It's not Lou Holtz. Thank you.
Well, I don't get the rain man.
It's not the old Pope.
Peace be with you.
No, it's not him either. It's somewhere.
Is it the good, the bad, and the ugly? The client list from her last location.
No, she has wonderful. They're moving. They're moving over with her.
Oh, good. So they're moving up like the Jeffersons.
No, it's very. I am excited, and it's not this one.
You lost again.
No, it is not that one. I am sorry. That's it. It's not Rob's favorite.
What do I do?
That is great.
After the show, Mike, I'm going to need you to check your text messages because I did send you something about December 1st earlier today.
Okay, hold on.
And it sounds like now your schedule December 1st may be a little busy.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the guest?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're going to have John Hader on, which is coming up. He's Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know.
And in Tapawingo.
And star of Tapawingo, because Chad is involved in this movie. We're doing a real super push for the movie and having the director on and having John Hader on, who was very funny in the movie. The movie's very silly, very crazy, very funny. You're going to like it. And I look forward to chatting with him because I think it's rare you get an opportunity to chat with somebody who becomes a true cult figure, which when Napoleon Dynamite came out, he was the guy.
Became a Halloween costume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good stuff.
He's still part of the national fabric as far as pop culture goes. I mean, it's a big deal. That movie was huge. Huge.
And I think Tapawingo taps into, pardon the pun, into the silliness of Napoleon Dynamite to us.
It's the perfect sequel without being a sequel.
Precisely.
Oh, I've been looking all over for this. I'm going to find. I found it.
Okay. Do you need to reset?
I'll reset and say this is what I should have done when I thought about having a conversation about Carla's clients.
Shut up.
That's the one I was looking
for. I'm surprised that you are so far away from that. That's a favorite of yours.
I was on the wrong bus.
The wrong bank.
I was in the wrong bank. In the worst audio interface ever that Rob and I both use, and it is the land of suck. Nothing sucks worse than this one, right? How many times do you and I go, oh, hold on, I'll get that?
There's no
rhyme or reason to it. You know?
I look all the time for a better iPad app. There isn't one.
They don't have one.
It doesn't exist. Yeah, it doesn't exist. And we ought to make one ourselves. This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. The holiday season can be stressful. Endless shopping, travel, parties every weekend. When you need to slow down and actually relax, reach for a Soul Out of Office Gummy. Now, the way you wrote this.
Yeah.
It says, reach for Soul's... I blew it. It was my mistake. It's 6 o'clock.
Mean?
It's a 6 o'clock taping. No,
Mike,
you're right.
There are no mistakes. You just
I said,
need to
reach
get...
for a Soul's Out of Office Gummies. I put an A in there like a moron. That's not your fault.
No, it's no big deal. Just make sure these people get these gummies. They're important.
It's a big deal to me when I... What? Don't do it during a commercial. Wait till after the commercial.
I've been yelled at for not doing it during a commercial.
I'm reading for clients
before.
That do this. That's who pays. That's who pays our salary.
Okay.
And when you put that in there, just because the thing you weren't paying attention to the commercial, that ruins it. And I was complaining about my reading of the commercial.
How about we start over with the commercial?
I can start the music again.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Let's go to break.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not a break either. Michael, we just kept going.
Yes.
Let's go to remember break. That? We got yes. criticized for that. We get criticized for everything. The holiday season can be stressful. Endless shopping, travel, parties every weekend. When you need to slow down and actually relax, reach for Soul's Out of Office Gummies. A perfect balance of CBD and THC helps you find your calm and keep your peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. If you like their out-of-office gummies, try their out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing with friends. It's a hell of a lot better than eggnog. Yes, sir.
Indeed, sir.
Soul also has a wide variety of products specifically designed to help you get better night's rest, including their top-selling sleepy gummies. Plus, all of Soul's products are made from organically farmed USA-grown hemp and are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal. Take advantage of Soul's Black Friday Cyber Monday deal now.
Yeah,
for a limited time, get 40% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 40% off. Don't miss their best deal of the year. We just told you what it is.
Yes.
That's it. All right, now would you like to spotlight our... somebody who, Rick Schofield.
It was Mr. Schofield what
Rob did. Rob wanted to please Rick Schofield, and now we're pleasing him. $19.99. That is a $20 super chat.
Yes.
Thank you. We appreciate you. I appreciate everybody who's just donating like crazy tonight. I don't know. Is there something in the air? Is it the cruise? What's going on,
the
guys?
The Beaver Moon, Mike.
Yeah.
What is the Beaver Moon?
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is it that the West Coast is awake?
That could be it, actually, that the West Coast is more alert.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and the East Coast is drunk.
Okay.
Both of these add up. Yeah.
We start today with a very interesting story about a Canadian sports betting site.
Boo.
A Canadian sports betting site used Google Keyword Planner to figure out which NFL team is the most hated in the U.S. Surprisingly, it is not the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's okay. The Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys at number one, but they're on the list. They're in the top five. They're number five.
Okay.
Most hated.
WVU. Oh.
No, this is professional sports teams.
Okay. Is it the New England Patriots?
It is not the New England Patriots.
I bet the Patriots have had it in the past.
I don't know, but they're not in the top five.
If there's any remaining stink of
don't try so hard to be a sports guy. You don't even have to participate if you don't want to.
At this point, I don't even think it's got to be sports related. Because those are the classic, everyone hates them, but they also have a huge fan base, which is why everyone hates them.
If there is any sort of remaining stink of Snyder, are the Commanders on the list?
No, they are not.
Oh. Hmm.
It is a tie. No, they're not on the list either. At number three is a tie between two teams. Would you like to know?
Yeah.
So it goes right from five to three. Tie at number three, the New York Jets and Green Bay Packers. surprised at that. I don't know.
I thought the Packers had a better following than that. I thought they were liked.
States hate the Jets and the Packers.
Is that an Aaron Rodgers hate?
Could be hate for Aaron Rodgers.
He was Packers, then he went Jets for a little bit.
Yep. Oh, that might have something to do with it. At number two, this one surprised me because I think they're kind of cool. This is a team that I think is kind of cool, and a lot of people wear their merch. Would you like to guess now? That's my hint for
you. I would say then it's a newer team than a more classic team.
Newer. I will give you another hint. Newer, not a newer team, a newer location.
Oh, Vegas. The Raiders.
Yes, the Raiders. Okay. Las Vegas Raiders at number two. Eight states hate the Raiders, including Colorado, Utah, and Missouri. And coming in at number one, kind of easy if you hate a winner.
Philly?
The Philadelphia Eagles at number one.
Well, yeah, everyone hates Philadelphia.
13 states hate Philadelphia, including Alabama, California, and Texas. There we are. I will not get that money back from that people that wanted me to write that story. That's it. It's all gone now. I will never get that time back.
But
that's
I think it's valid to hate all things about Philadelphia.
Yes. We spent time there. We actually worked in that wonderful city, and it was not fun.
No.
It was not a happy time for us.
Not at all.
Did not care for it. A survey by the American Christmas Tree Association. Were you ever part of that association when you were hawking your live Christmas trees back in the day?
I got kicked out for cheating.
Rob was a... Did you know, Josh, that Rob was a Christmas tree grifter back in the day?
Of course I did. Yeah.
He would go up to Pennsylvania and they'd cut down trees from someone else's property they weren't supposed to be on.
We stole them all.
And they would sell these trees that they got for free for like a 6,000% markup.
Exactly. And you might get any markup is great when it's a stolen tree.
Yeah, absolutely. It's terrible that they did. It's a Spiewak ripoff. The survey found fake trees, Mr. Spiewak, are now the norm, and it's not even close. 83% of people planning to put up a tree this year will use a fake one. Does that surprise you at all?
No, because they've gotten really, really expensive. I mean, way, way out of line.
I have a fake tree.
I do too.
And also, you're looking at safety of fire hazard. And also, you know what really was a game changer is the pre-lit tree.
And I think I might be looking at my sixth or seventh year with the same GE lit tree that I've had down here. So, I mean, you take away the hassle. Yep. Put it in the garage.
No pine needles to clean up.
That's it. Fake trees have been the preferred option for over a decade, and real ones just keep losing more and more ground. Mm-hmm. The data confirms that artificial trees have become the standard in American holiday decorating. They say the main reasons are cost, convenience, and safety. You can reuse the same tree, don't have to deal with pine needles, as Josh mentioned, and there's a lower chance of your tree catching fire. Can you believe back in the day they would have lit candles on a live tree?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that, huh?
It's not okay, because also when we had a live tree, we not only had candles, but you know the base that you put it in with water so it stays fresh?
Yeah.
We used to fill that with gasoline.
Just for fun. And then see if Uncle Billy from It's a Wonderful Life would kick over the tree feeder. Anyway, Ariana Grande will host the season finale of Saturday Night Live. Of course she will, on December 20th.
Well, that would be the year finale, not the season, because the season goes till May.
Nope. Says we'll host the season finale of Saturday Night Live on December 20th.
I don't buy it, not for a second, that it's the season finale.
No, they've cut the season, though, in half. It's like the half season.
Oh, is it now? That's stupid.
I think so. Because then they're going to restart in the spring. They can't. Okay. It's really just taking January off.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Are we done?
Yes, I think we're done.
So Cher will be the musical guest on December 20th,
cool,
which is kind of fun. Yeah. If you can believe it, this is only the second time Cher has been the musical guest on SNL, and the first time was almost 40 years ago in 1987. 1987 was 40 years ago.
I don't like that statistic, 40 years ago.
I think how I feel about it.
She'll sing that Christmas song she released last year.
What was that?
Because it's I could bring it up, but it was a Christmas song we like.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
No, that's a different one. It's a different one. That's Mariah Carey. Cher.
No, oh, okay. Nope, you're wrong.
Okay, I stand corrected.
She did perform as part of the 50th anniversary celebrations in February, though. Yeah. As we've already heard her, so Melissa McCarthy is hosting December 6th with a musical guest, Dijon.
Now that ruined your egg salad.
I hope it's pronounced Dijon.
I'm
Does
sure
anybody,
it is.
Are we, look, you that passed me by a long time ago. On the 13th, Josh O'Connor from the new Knives Out movie will host with Lily Allen performing.
Lily Allen.
Can't wait for that one. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
the only thing that's good on Saturday Night Live, there was an impression of Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
And the guy that did that was funny as hell. I thought that was a great impression.
But it was an impression that they didn't do anything good with.
No, they didn't, because they can't write anymore. That's the way that goes.
But I agree, that was a good impression.
It was. It was fun for the whole family. Would you be okay with chicken instead of turkey on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I don't care.
KFC says yes, and they hope you say yes to that, because they're trying to insert themselves into Thanksgiving with a new meal called the Extra Crispy Festive Feast. It's entirely different.
It is, like most folks.
Instead of turkey, you get a bucket of fried chicken along with a flight of three different gravies.
You rooked us, Mike, because when you said, would chicken be okay, I assumed it was a roast chicken.
No.
This fried. Is fried chicken.
It's a bucket of chicken they want to do.
No,
flight is supposed to make it sound fancy because, well, nice try, KFC. For $25, you get 8 pieces of chicken, 2 sides of mashed potatoes, 4 biscuits, and 3. Now, Rob, I know how you love gravy.
I do.
3 types of gravy. And I'm looking at these, and I will tell you, you like all 3 of them, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure. Go ahead. What are they?
The 3 gravies are your regular brown gravy.
Brown, yes.
White peppercorn.
Also great. It adds a little zip to a mild mashed potato dish.
Isn't the white peppercorn the kind of stuff you would put on biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, well, white peppercorn tastes mostly like black peppercorn. Oh. It doesn't show up in the gravy.
Well, that's what you would put on the chicken. You put the brown on the potatoes. And the white on the chicken.
Yeah, Mike, put the brown on the potatoes.
Put the brown on the taters and put the white on the biscuits and the... there's a new one that you might not like.
What's that?
It's called Southwest Cheddar.
Well, no.
It looks like they just added queso to their menu, but called it gravy instead. This is so rushed and misguided from the people at Big Fast Food.
They might as well include ranch dressing and call it ranch gravy.
Big chicken.
Big chicken.
The press release cited some poll that found 35% of Americans don't like turkey. What? Does everybody get a trophy for everything now? What the F? Seriously. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I didn't like turkey. Hey, did you hear that, kid? My kid the other night said they didn't like turkey. Well, let's create an entire ad campaign. But with ranch, you know, and take the color off of Cheetos.
It's almost like they don't sell turkey, so they want you to buy something else.
That's a thought. How about that? But no. How about this?
I did have the gobbler sandwich over at Arby's yesterday.
Is that the one that has all the Thanksgiving stuff?
Turkey and cranberry sauce and all that.
And?
Much better than the Wawa version.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not soggy?
Not soggy.
Okay.
Less stuffing, more turkey.
You know, some people call it dressing.
Well, dressing doesn't help either. They both end in G.
Are you looking forward to Thanksgiving? Josh?
Yes.
Very sure. Let me hit the thing again. Sorry.
I found out I'm going to a plantation for Thanksgiving.
Well, the chickens have come home to roost. The chickens have come home to roost. This is where your people want to be anyway. So this is perfect to go on a plantation. Are you going to have people that will be waiting on
you? I'm told currently no, but there's slave quarters still on the site.
I was watching.
Because I asked.
I was watching an ancient clip of Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
Oh God. You know what? Nobody does racial humor like Dave Chappelle.
The best.
Nobody. It was, and that show, that was so cutting edge. Probably couldn't get away with the stuff he has on today, but just so funny. When she, did you ever see the clip where he's on the jetliner and the flight attendant comes over and asks him if he wants chicken or fish?
Yes, classic.
Jesus.
Just so funny.
Oh,
so
God.
Funny.
Just so.
And so aware.
Dave
you
Chappelle.
You know where KFC has blown it? They should take a page from Popeye's book and sell a fried turkey.
Bingo.
That's what you do.
Yeah. They're trying to compete with Popeye's, and they're stupid. Because
they're doing it dumb. Yeah.
Yep.
Glue all the chicken together like it's a turkey.
That's a great idea.
Make a
for Thanksgiving. I think that's great. Let me hit my sounder one more time. A JetBlue flight from Boston to Tampa got delayed 3 hours last week before finally taking off. Then it had to turn around and go back to Boston thanks to one moron. They were about an hour into the flight when the pilot told air traffic control they were turning around because someone vaped weed in the bathroom and the crew inhaled it. They don't mention the crew, the flight attendants, or whether it was the pilots. We assume he meant the flight attendants. The pilots, if they got high, it'd be a much bigger issue.
Yeah.
Luckily, all 200 passengers are fine. But the flight ultimately got canceled. No word yet on the person's name or what charges they're facing. All we know is that they were sitting in row one, so they were first-class people. And, well, not first-class people, but they were passengers.
Can you get any sort of contact high from vape? Because vape is just
a contact high from anything.
But it's like steam, isn't it? I mean, all the goo goes in your mouth and your lungs. It's
I might know a current radio personality who has his little pen wherever he goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say with 100% authority that I have experienced a contact high from a vape pen. Like a serious contact high from
good
a vape
for you,
pen.
Mike.
Yeah, there you go. Let me take this opportunity to say, how you doing, Mark? A 10-year, finally
I
today.
Figured that out, actually.
A 10-year-old near Nashville stole his mom's car the other day and also managed to get his dad arrested in one fell swoop. It happened Friday at Mount Juliet, Tennessee. In Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He'd been arguing with his mom, and she left him in her car while she dropped off paperwork at his school. When she came back, the car was gone. She called the cops and reported it stolen. By the way, I should remind you, it's a 10-year-old. The kid was fine. It turned out he managed to drive 2 miles back to his home and even parked it in their garage. He was inside the house when cops got there, along with his dad. The dad told them he was the dad said he was confused when his son showed up all by his onesies. They decided not to arrest the kid because he's so young, but the dad was a different story. Once they got his name, they realized he had an outstanding warrant on his ass.
What a great bunch of folks.
He is facing charges for wire fraud and theft. And like I always say, the apple doesn't fall far from the felon. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed that segment brought to you by KFC.
And you know what the mother said? When I got back, the car and the baby were gone.
The 10-year-old and the cat were gone. Dad got arrested. Hey, guess what, you gorgeous gourmands? I got something for you. This is really, really exciting. I know you're going to be as excited as I am. The most magical holiday treat that you have been yearning for is almost here. The Mike O'Mara Show Family Cookbook is at the printers right now, getting ready for your kitchen bookshelf. It's your ticket to flavorful, fantastic feasting. With amazing recipes only available from us. Jimmy's Wings, Mama O'Mara's Brownies, Rob's Fruitcake, dozens upon dozens of delicious dishes for pennies a recipe, entrees, desserts, appetizers, meat, even some vegan options. Ew.
You don't have to make them. They're just there.
All of our favorites, plus amazing offerings from TMOS Nation, all for you. The cookbook will be in your hands before the holidays, and you can pre-order right now.
Hold on a second. We want to be extra clear. When can they order it?
Now.
Okay.
Now. Now. You can order it now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Eat like us.
What?
Smell our aromas. Taste our flavors. Consume our calories. Be a part of TMOS history. Buy plenty of them and share. It makes a great gift for anyone who likes food.
Yes.
The TMOS Family Cookbook. Order now, order often, and please order in multiples of five. Be sweet.
Be sweet.
Welcome back to the show. Is anybody like I am burned out on the whole Ariana Grande thing? What?
Well, Wicked or her?
You mean Wicked? Like the
Wicked,
combo?
Her, the kind of, I always look like I'm frightened.
Yeah,
that whole
innocent
vibe.
Doe eyes. And,
isn't she like, she's not a baby anymore, right?
No.
She's like in her late 20s, she's maybe 30?
She's 63.
She's 63 years old.
32 years old.
How old is she?
32.
32?
She's 32 and she still has that little, look it, I'm a baby. I don't like her. Yeah. I've never liked her. And didn't she go out with Pete Davidson?
Everyone went out with Pete Davidson.
No, wasn't she the one that went out with Pete Davidson? Or was it another hot tamale?
I thought that was a Kardashian.
No,
but he's dated everybody, though.
I thought, come on, guys, help me out. You're younger. Use your brains. There was a famous
Grande
musician.
Grande was married from 21 to 24.
Really?
So.
Pete Davidson, it was pre-Kardashian. That Pete Davidson, you know, he's been linked to many, many different people. Let me go to the
Pete
comments.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande dated in 2018.
Thank you. See, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, there you go. I thought it was common knowledge that they were going out together.
It's,
and
keeping
you know,
track of Pete Davidson's conquest is like trying to alphabetize the Library of Congress.
The reason I bring it up is because this whole kind of innocent, I don't know, the whole vibe. It creeps me out. I don't like it. And the whole
played.
Wicked thing is, what do you mean I'm being played?
Because she's not really like that. She
what
couldn't
do you mean?
She couldn't be big in show business if she was constantly scared and meek like that. That's an act, and she's playing us, and I don't appreciate it.
How is she playing us?
Because she is pretending to be that person that is
that
meek.
That girlish,
yeah,
innocent.
That's not true. That can't be true.
Princess type of thing. All
and right. And then with Wicked coming up, I am still suffering from not watching the first Wicked movie because I was sick of that. That hasn't gone away yet.
Okay.
So I'm not going to watch this. And I saw Wicked on Broadway. I loved it. But the hype surrounding the movie, I will not watch it.
Which is odd because your favorite person's in it. Your SNL guy.
Oh, Bowen Yang is in it.
Yeah, Bowen Yang is in it. So, and it's a perfectly fine movie.
It's fine.
It's fine. That's all it is.
So when you say it's a perfectly fine movie,
it's fine.
Wide open to interpretation.
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
It's not for me.
Okay.
If you like that, if you like musicals, you'll like it. There's good songs. They sing. Mm-hmm. I got irritated that it said to be continued at the end.
Like?
Yeah, because they're coming up with the new one out now?
Yeah,
or
but
is it
I
about
took
to
my daughter on like opening night to see it and didn't know that it was going to be continued.
Yeah, that's bad.
So I will not continue.
Okay. All right. I don't know what it is. It's irrational. It's something where I don't have a lot of like terrible stories about somebody. It's just the whole thing with I can't do an impression physically of her, but it's always like
everywhere.
Oh, help me. And the little skinny neck. And it's like, oh, I'm so fragile. I'm such a little China doll. It's like Bleck.
Yeah,
I'm tired about it.
Meanwhile, backstage, she's saying, I'm not doing that Christing parade. I don't want to do it. Because
somebody said, Scoob said, I see you drink 1%. What is that? What is he referring to?
Milk?
Do we know? I have no idea. Said, I see you drink 1%. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, unless it would be milk, and that's not a good milk to drink. It's less than 2%.
Is the mic effed up talking about my wife? I'm kind of behind. The comments are kind of...
I was going to say, I don't even see whatever comments you're talking about. I got to scroll back.
Oh, I'm really, really... Okay. I'm really messed up with the comments tonight. I'm sorry. I was way behind. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're back.
Yes, very good. We're back.
Now, also,
sorry about that.
I don't discount her talent because Ariana Grande is a fine singer and she does really good musical impressions, which I've always found very impressive.
I like her Britney Spears. That's funny.
But I don't think she merits the amount of attention she's getting. And remember, folks, they split that Wicked movie into two movies to double the money that they take from you. Yeah. You're being played.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're being played.
I get. All right.
And Scoob was making a Napoleon Dynamite quote. Back, that's how long ago you were in the comments.
I remember that when he says to the girl, I see you drink 1%. You don't need to. You're not
speaking of that. That's an interesting segue. On December 1st, our taping, is that going to be an 8 a.m. show or an afternoon show? Or what are we doing? Are we taping it with him and then putting it on the next show? Correct. What are we doing with it? It'll be the following. Yeah, and then airing it on December 2nd. Yes. So on December 2nd show, please join us for an exclusive interview with John Hader. He is the man himself, Napoleon Dynamite, who is starring in a wonderful film called Tapawingo. Tapawingo is a movie that our friend Chad Dukes is involved with and has a starring role in. And we watched the screener, all of us, for it. It's a very unique movie. It's very similar to Napoleon Dynamite. And but it's got some big differences, too, that make it very, very enjoyable. I thought it was the kind of movie where, as much as it's stupid,
yeah,
you can't take your eyes off it.
I think it is currently,
still watch it, you know?
I think it is currently in a limited release in theaters, but doesn't it start streaming on December 2nd, the day we'll have John
Hader on the
show?
It's only in theaters like out in L.A.
Oh, okay.
So December 2nd, it'll start streaming.
Okay.
So make a programming note. On December 2nd, we will be joined by John Hader, Napoleon Dynamite, and the star of Tapawingo, which I have to say like that. We've got more show coming up. When we come up, we're going to straighten out your family finances. Who doesn't want to do that during this time of year?
So true.
So, you know, you can do it. And the man to help us is a man who drops every consonant he ever sees, and he will be here to talk about that in just a second. But first, the holidays sneak up fast, not too early, to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. And let me tell you what's great about a one-of-a-kind gift. I got me the little chair caddy, the little couch caddy, and it's permanent. It's a permanent fixture on my sofa. It's where I keep my antidepressant drugs and also my Samsung remote and my Walgreens. My Walgreens lens cleaner.
Now, is it not true that you only need the antidepressants when you lose the remote? That's when you have to take them.
There's not an antidepressant that can help me when I lose the remote.
The Samsung remote.
So it's called Uncommon Goods. We're really, really excited about this new sponsor for the Mike O'Meara Show. You'll love them. Not too late to get involved. One-of-a-kind gifts. Is that the... That's the radio.
It is so cool.
That's the Bluetooth speaker that looks like an old-timey radio.
So watch this. I can turn it on.
Okay.
And on FM radio.
Can you turn it so we can see every angle of it? Look at that. It looks almost like something you'd see out of SpongeBob SquarePants. It almost looks animated.
It is solid wood, which gives the most marvelous acoustics. And, Mike, it just... linked up with Bluetooth, that easy. And now I can listen to Young MC.
Turn it up.
Is that a battery or do you have a cord on it?
It's an electric cord. That's it.
An electric cord, got it.
An electric cord.
So it's not battery operated,
it's
AC powered.
Yes.
Electric cord.
Yes, alternating current, Mike.
All right, turn it off. Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality and they have something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. It's really cool. Thanks for sharing your radio with
us. So cool.
I love my stuff there. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. Attaboy. Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today.
Do it.
Get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. All right, so with the holidays, obviously, people have to, watch their purse strings. And sometimes when you're getting ready, you're going to have family in, you're going to go out and buy food, you're going to maybe go out to eat, you got to get gifts to put under the tree. But it's probably not a bad time to organize the family finances.
True.
And that's what our man, Josh Soroka, did today and was very proud of it. So much so that he came in and told us he wanted to talk about it.
It's an ongoing process where I'm going through and looking at subscriptions because we all sign up for all these TV networks and we subscribe to watch one show. And then it's, when's the last time I used Peacock?
Yeah.
When's the last time I used Hulu?
Yep.
So I'm going through that. And the bill that I hate is T-Mobile. Because my cell phone bill is ridiculously high.
Okay.
My cell phone bill is like $450 a month.
And how do they get, is that because you have everybody in the family
on
it?
Yeah, I've got like 9 lines on my phone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So did you do anything about it?
I did. I called them and I found out I've been with them for a long time and I have not done the call and threatened to quit before.
Like Rob Spiewak talking.
The Rob Spiewak move.
Yeah.
So I did not threaten to quit, but I printed out my bill and called them and said, go over this bill with me and let's go through line by line and help me understand this.
That's excellent work, Josh. And that's really well done.
It was a huge pain.
Yep.
But I found a 2 lines for like Apple Watches that are unnecessary that they're charging me for. So I cut them. I found that they had a global fee, monthly fee on my bill for $50 ever since I went to Europe. That's on the bill every month.
So they neglected to end
I found that they changed their auto pay discount where you don't get the discount if you use a debit card like I've been using, but if you use a bank account instead, then you get the discount.
Oh, cool.
Altogether, now, were they able to retroactively refund you some of this stuff?
I did get a $120 refund retro. And I lowered my monthly bill by going through line by line with the T-Mobile rep, $168 a month.
Okay. All right. Wow. Do you feel totally sad?
That
good?
No, you don't think that's good? $168 a month?
I don't think it's a wow. No,
I'm very impressed.
But your bill's what? So now it's what, $380 or something like that? It's $300? Okay.
Yeah, so you dropped it down by over a third. That's fantastic. I took out a third of it
by dealing with a guy on the phone for 30 minutes.
Have you used one of those services that manage your subscriptions for you, where they go through and they itemize every single subscription?
No, because I
like Rocket Money or something like that?
Because they all want to sync to your bank accounts. And that's all shady to me.
I have that service. It's called Carrie Spiewak. And she will go through and tell me what I spent on everything all the time, always. And so that's all you got.
You don't do that yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't either. I get the text message. What is this $63 bill to Apple?
Yeah, exactly.
And I get it so specifically that I will get, how is Dairy Queen today?
And you're the one that carries cash. You should know that's where the cash goes.
Yeah, you know, but I never use the cash, and I use the debit card because it's just more convenient.
Yeah,
and cash.
And you are naked without cash. Yeah.
Well, I use cash for golfing bets. That's it. Yeah. That's what I use cash for. But you know, she loves doing it. She loves doing it, and that's the fun one when she'll say, you know, how is Dairy Queen today? You know, the other ones I'll get. Did you go to the Greg Norman store today? I mean, why are you asking me something you know the answer to? Of course I went to the Greg Norman store to buy long pants because it's going to be cold.
Oh, so Greg Norman store sells clothes. I thought it would be all Greg Norman memorabilia.
Rob, if you were a man of just a bit of a slighter carriage, you would love the Greg Norman outlet store here in my hometown of Estero, Florida. I am telling you, it is the best. You will go into department stores around this country of ours, and you will see these clothing items at full price. And I am telling you, it is a fraction of the price at the outlet store that is like 5 minutes from my house.
If Josh took all those clothes and went through them line by line, he could get them even cheaper.
Perhaps.
I don't know. Florida is the state of outlet shops.
Outlet shopping.
They're all down here.
And listen, there are outlets that are BS, and then there are outlets that aren't. And by the way, you go to any outlet mall, and you have one in your backyard too, Rob. You have that one in Leesburg. And you go in, and you have to select the store that really does an outlet business. And this Greg Norman for golf wear for people, I am telling you, you can't even get in there on certain days. because they're it is
because of fat people.
It's thick with no fat. What do you mean fat?
Thick with customers.
Thick with customers. Okay. Remember when I said if you're a man of slight, you'd have to be a little thinner.
But you said
to get into the Greg Norman.
So I didn't. I thought maybe like a. Do they top off at like a double X?
Yes. Where do the larger golfers go?
That's a good question because I was a lot. You know where the guy? I can tell
you
that.
The John Daly store?
No, I'll tell you what. The friend of the big man in golfwear. And by the way, it doesn't have to be golfwear. It can be anything. You want a nice pullover? Mm-hmm. I recommend Callaway. Callaway is the friend of the big man. I think you can get a 3X in that sometimes.
I like the Nike golfwear.
The Nike golfwear is fine, but I think the Nike store and the, what's the other one? Oh, God, give me the other one, please. Like Adidas, Under Armour. Those are the places that they give a big middle finger to the golfers because their golf stuff is all online or at golf stores, and they go F you at the outlets.
That's
not
why
my friend Greg Norman.
That's why I wear exclusively Slazenger.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for that. I'll send you the catalog for Callaway. You will love it. Might be something you want to pick up before the cruise. We've got a beautiful video coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But first, let me tell you about something really special. And I've got it in my hand right here. Look at this little box.
Opening
it up right here. And I've already tied the little Christmas string on the TMOS.
Ready to hang.
Coffee mug ornament that is just lovely.
Beautiful.
Look at that. Isn't that pretty? Every time you make a donation to the Mike O'Mara Show, an elf does a shot of coffee.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
For the elf.
It's the holiday season, so hoop-de-doo and dickery dock. And don't forget to hang up your sock. I am almost out of energy. Because just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney down. Oh, okay. He wants me to sing it.
No, I don't want you to sing it. I just want you to know it's the Andy Williams song.
It's the holiday season. So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Well, am I going to do it or are you going to do it?
I was excited.
It's the holiday season. So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-cock. And don't forget to hang up your sock. Because just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney down. It's my commercial for the ornament.
Yes.
We only have how many, Josh?
24.
We have 24 left.
And, that's it.
They make a wonderful little memento for the show to hang on your tree. We're clearing out. What's that?
Perfect. If you get all 24, you can do one of those little countdowns to Christmas.
If you get all 24, you can make a TMOS coffee mug Christmas tree, and I'll come to your house and open presents with you. That's it.
That's not a real promise.
If you really want them, they're there for you right now because we have a limited holiday mug Christmas ornament. This lovely collectible looks just like our legendary TMOS camp mug, but in a perfect miniature size. Here it is right here. Just right for your Christmas tree, your menorah, or even as a holiday shot glass. Fill it with myrrh and party on. It's a beautiful Yuletide red that will complement any tree, real, or as we mentioned before, artificial. Supplies are extremely limited. We got to like 24 of them. They're marked down to just $20. Once they're gone, they're gone. Grab them while you can at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the tab that says store. It's a great place for all your holiday shopping. So don't leave a peppermint stick for old St. Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. Hang a TMOS mug ornament instead. Your Tannenbaum deserves it. Oh my God, you had the creative juices flowing. Play your music. Oh, we got another super chat.
Yeah, Lance.
Lance, let's get that alpha drink. Thank you, Lance, for a $50 super chat. We sincerely appreciate it. Take it away, Rob
Spiewak.
Hey,
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Tom.
City by the Bay. I have a certain appreciation for people that go on social media and post things just to piss people off.
Okay.
It's not unlike something I would do. This guy does a really great job, though, and I'd like to send this out to all the ladies out there.
The stay-at-home moms, I feel like you're lying. Because of what I get to do for work, I can still stay home and pay all the bills. And my wife will have to go to work to make her money. and I have a 1-year-old daughter. So I'll stay at home and I'll take care of my daughter. And while I'm taking care of my 1-year-old daughter, I can give her 3 meals a day, change her on time, get her and do her naps, play time, arts and crafts time, and still make sure the entire place is clean. And I can clean the whole apartment while watching her before 12 or 1 o'clock. And yes, I know an apartment is different than a home, but I have a 2,300 square foot apartment, so it's not tiny. But I do know that I can be ignorant to a lot of people's situations. So can someone please tell me, when does being a stay-at-home mom become hard?
Is he just being, well, what's yes. he riffing on, just on the fact that it's easy to stay at home?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And, being and a total that's dick. Funny. That's funny. I like
just
that.
Just a total dick. That's why I liked it.
That's really, really good. I like that now.
But Mike, if you're stay at home, you can't go to Price Chopper.
You can't?
You can't because you're at home.
All right.
But Price Chopper has an exciting deal this holiday.
Afternoon, shoppers at Price Chopper lined up for the store's double exchange day. Customers were able to bring in their spare pennies and double their worth. Meaning if someone brought in $20 worth of pennies, they'd receive a $40 gift card in return. And people were not holding back.
36 pounds of pennies. So I think about $65 or so.
Wow. And those are just around the house? How'd you find all of them?
Just moved around the house in boxes, jars.
The event comes after it was announced that pennies would no longer be made as of this past Wednesday.
Guys,
Price Chopper,
they're in their ivory towers. They're looking down at you. They're distracting you. You're not paying attention to the real crap going on and what they're taking away from you. Go bring your 36 pounds of pennies for your gift card.
Yeah.
That will go right back in it. It's just, oh, God. Yeah.
That lady that brought the 65 pounds of pennies, it was tough for her because she snacks on pennies.
Were they not putting, they were, please tell me they were putting them in a machine.
It they showed video of them counting them by hand, which would be the biggest J.O. I've ever seen in my life.
No, that's got to be for the TV cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, right. People. Yeah.
Mike, let's end with a little bit of music. You like music.
I love music.
And I love when they take a classic song and they reinvent it with something new. And I love brass instruments. And I think you'll really enjoy this.
Okay.
It's, of course, the Bee Gees, Mike. And this girl has a trombone.
I know this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Really enjoying herself. Get ready.
It's a year ago.
I just think she's magnificent.
I think she's a talent.
Yeah. And then, Mike, she's off to Price Chopper.
Yes, with her pennies, with her shiny penny. Hello, money penny, money penny, money penny. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow.
Yeah, in like 4 hours, right?
Please, Lance, come back and get that alpha drink. Absolutely. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody, and buy an ornament.
Yeah, love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If it'll help the show, I can get even fatter.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
I pooped myself one time.
Hey!